Hello, world. This is Brash, and I'm hanging out here with my buddy Jeff. We just had some wings with blue cheese, because it's blue cheese with wings, or it's go fuck your mother, as they say. We're having a couple Yinglings, we're chilling out, and this is the Brash Show. Welcome to it. Yeah! Welcome to the fucking... All right, that's not going to be, like, what the intro is. That's, like, the default one. But I got these buttons that do things, so I can be like, hey, Jeff, I fell down the stairs. Oh, my God. Dude, she was so hot, and then I took her pants off, and I realized she had a cock. Yeah. I think that would deserve more of a... I don't know how to make it stop, though. Once it starts playing... Okay, you just hit it again, I guess. Yeah, so this is it. This is the Brash Show. This is going to be the vehicle for me to annoy people across the internet about my musical projects that I have coming out and the things that I'm going to do, and I'm going to be hanging out with my buddy Jeff. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
It's going great.
I know it is. I'm so excited that we're doing this. This isn't just like a little pipe dream that we were having anymore.
A great day to be a great day.
Yeah, it's a great day. Be a great day. Cheers. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so I got 30 hours of recording time at a clip. This has to come with us on June 5th.
Okay, for the biscuits?
For the biscuits.
Coming to the hotel room?
We'll do a pre and a post show of the biscuits. Like, oh man, it's going to be wild. I'm sure it'll be wild. There's no way we're the only Biscuits fan staying in that hotel. I am a little worried about that because we didn't coordinate with anybody. But
no.
Yeah.
They're going to be everywhere.
They'll be all over the city.
I mean, a lot of them got Airbnbs.
Yeah.
But I bet you there's going to be a lot of people
at
La Quinta.
At Airbnb, if you get one, the shitty thing about them is they expect you to like make your bed and shit. When I go to a hotel, I just want to throw my socks. Like, I want to take socks off and just go, ah, like, throw them like confetti across the room. You know what I mean?
You can still do that.
Oh, I know. Not at an Airbnb, though. People get mad because it's somebody's house.
Yeah, but usually they're not there.
Yeah. But they'll come back to whatever mess you left.
Well, your socks are still going to be in the corner.
I'm going to fucking leave them there. Yeah. I've done that at every hotel. No sock comes back with me. I'm like, you know what? These are disposable now. I'm throwing this in the garbaggio. In the trashola. Hey, you know what's been rattling around in my brain endlessly?
What?
And I can't get it out. Have you ever heard I'm punching it in, you can hear it. It's the there's a guy about 12, 13 years ago, the guy was a politician from Alabama, right?
Okay.
And our German friends wanted to come in, and they wanted to sell, like, an imported beer with a higher alcohol content to it, right? But because Alabama's Alabama, they have some, like, rules about how much alcohol. Now, I don't know any of the specifics about, like, how much alcohol was going to be in these things or anything. This guy, Alvin Holmes, is the most ridiculous human being ever. And I'd like you to listen to this and then remember that this is an actual factual politician.
Okay.
This is a real human being in the world. It's like a little intro. A bill to allow the sale of gourmet beer. Bah, who cares? Alvin Holmes.
She recognizes Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it? I ain't never heard nobody complain about the beer we have. It drank pretty good. Budweiser. What's the name of some of them other beer? Budweiser and what is it?
Miller?
Mm-hmm. Cool, though. It drank pretty good, don't it?
It drank pretty good, don't it?
Mr. Jack, who asked you to sponsor this beer?
The Frieda Hops Foundation.
Yeah, what kind of foundation is that?
These are young people from I would use the term from Germany that came in with Mercedes.
From Germany.
Now there's a lot going. There's a lot going on in that little sound clip. First of all, that is I don't know if he's still alive or what his story is. I'm pretty sure he's still a governor down there. How long are governors? I don't know shit about anything when it comes to politics. Don't they get like 4 years at a clip? Like a president, or is it 2 years?
I think it's 2 years.
Yeah. All right. So he's probably either long out of office or, you know, there's a bit enough space and time.
It's 2 years between elections, but he can be reelected.
Right. Yeah. But it's not like the president can only be president twice.
Correct.
For 4 years at a time.
Correct.
But he can just keep, being president. I mean, whatever he is, for as long as he wants, as long as he keeps getting reelected, right? Is that how it works? Like, you can just keep being governor if you get reelected?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there. First of all, it's the governor and his, like, right-hand man. And I think it's just great how he runs out of topics after, like, you know, oh, what are some of the mother beers? The only beer that he listed,
Budweiser.
Yeah, it's the only one.
What are some of
those? And then he has
beers?
This right-hand man with him. Oh, let me help him.
Miller.
Coles? Miller? Yeah, it drank pretty good. And he says, it drank pretty good.
I like him.
I like him, too. This guy could have been a better president than Donald Trump, probably.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, he probably could. Because, I mean, he said, it drank pretty good. But it's been clanging around in my head. I heard this, like, forever ago on the radio, and they were making fun of it. And I've just randomly been applying it to my life with, like, people and stuff. For example, grocery store with my kids. And they're like, Dad, can we have candy? It's like, what's wrong with the candy we got? It eat pretty good, don't it? What kind of candy we got?
Reese's Pieces, Hershey Bar, Starburst Chewable, Lifesaver.
And I just keep ad nauseum. I just can't stop doing it. Like, I was at the Apple store. They're like, can we help you? And I'm like, what kind of Apple products you got? They look pretty good, don't it?
iPhone. Smartwatch that tracks your steps when you walk. MacBook computer.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, so this is the test episode. Quite honestly, we don't have enough alcohol in us to be completely comfortable on the microphones yet, and we're kind of, like, feeling it out. I had a podcast in the past. It was called The Art of Hip-Hop, and I was specifically, like, only hip-hop. That's the only thing we talk about.
And it was solo, right?
Well, I had my buddy who started iBattle, this rap battle league, Logic. Not the Logic of... Like, he's a rapper named Logic, but he's not that Logic. He's another I think I told you all about it.
Yeah, you probably
did. Yeah, with the whole, you know, the whole thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to sue you because the name matches. And then he was like, no, I'm different Logic, and I'm not changing it, and this whole thing.
Did he spell it differently?
No, he didn't. But the whole premise of the whole thing was that it was all people in the background squawking. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was... It wasn't actually Logic, the rapper, being like, hey, I'm going to sue you. It was like people representing Logic, the rapper, being like, cease and desist. And then he just was like, no, I'm not doing it. And then in the end, nothing happened because nothing happened. But yeah, he had a name that matched, but he also predates the famous Logic. Like the guy who raps, who's famous, he's somebody else. And it's funny, I think I told you about this. He battled Slug from Atmosphere back in the day, and that guy went under the name Machine Gun Kelly. So it's happened to him twice, where, like, some younger rapper comes along and, like, has a name that he wants to, like, a Logic and a Machine Gun Kelly are both famous now. And my buddy Tim is just like, yo, I just want to exist. I don't want to be fucked with anymore. You know what I mean? But like, for example, like there's a battle video of that battle of Logic and Slug in there, you know, rhyming it out or whatever, and it says Machine Gun Kelly, and that was the first time he got like a load of shit from industry people. This isn't Machine Gun Kelly, this is somebody else, because your name is not that. And then there are people who are like smart enough to figure it out talking on there too, like this is an entirely separate human being who is, this is in the 90s. I don't even think Machine Gun Kelly was born yet when this battle went down, you know. It's a young dude. I think he's like 22 or something. Probably not. I don't know. Who gives a shit? Anyway, it's all boring. Everything that I just said, suck a dick. But yeah, we were doing our thing back then. He built that whole battle league, iBattle. And yeah, now it's a big conglomerate thing. You know, the East Coast. If you want to battle on the East Coast, iBattle is where to do it because you'll get noticed.
Is it virtual battling?
No.
Or is it a way to get people connected to battle?
Well, yeah, it's like a league. Oh. You know how you have a pool league?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the same shit. It's like you join a league, and it's like, all right, you might have to play pool against anybody in this league. You know, there are like teams within the you know, the shit, kind of. You know, like people are in like rap collectives or whatever. Like I was in Penalty Box, you know. That's the only one that matters to me, so it's the only one I remember, but, you know. But, yeah, anyway, I had a podcast, and I was doing the Art of Hip-Hop with that guy, and it was going okay. And then a divorce happened, and my ex-wife is a cunt. So that's really what this is all about, folks. I just wanted a way to, like, get a megaphone and scream that my wife is a cunt to as many – ex-wife is a cunt to as many people as possible. I'm going to take you to court. Why? Because you called me a cunt on the radio.
I thought we were going to wait a few episodes.
Nah. We'll fucking just right away. Right away. Episode 1, you're a cunt. Get to episode 100, you'll still be a cunt. I'm not bitter, folks. I'm not bitter. So how are things on your side of the fence? I feel like it's been forever since I fucking seen you.
I shaved, obviously.
Yeah, usually a
massive beard.
A full bearded man. Not so much with the beardedness anymore. What brought that decision on?
It's getting too hot, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Yeah, if you got if it's like above 50 degrees and you have like a Grizzly Adams beard, you've got to be sweating under that. My goatee gets dandruff, bro. It fucking sucks.
And I'm still required to wear a mask at work.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought you would get away with it because you're outside.
Well, I mean, if I'm away from customers.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to anymore, and I just want to cough in everybody's direction on purpose. Yeah. You know, just let them know that I don't have it. Like, I don't have it at all.
But now you do.
Now you do. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we should play, like, music underneath this or something. What do you think? No. Just talking it out?
Well, I mean, Saturday.
Saturday is going to be nuts.
Saturday, we will have background music because
there's going to be a lot of choking, coughing, and crying.
Yeah, that. But also, Biscuits are playing Red Rocks.
Oh, are we going to
Colorado?
Are we going to stream it?
I'm paying for all three shows.
This is on Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. So on Saturday, we're going to. You want to stream it through here?
Can we do that?
We could with my laptop, but then.
Is that.
People might
copyright.
Yeah, issues. Yeah, that's probably not. I'm thinking like, well, if somebody did that with my show, I'd be fucking mad. You know, like if I was doing one of my rap sets and rappity rappity rapping, and somebody, you know, hello, hello,
Hello?
Okay, so you are supposed to talk into this part. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
All right. I thought, to me, it sounded fucked up for a second, so I tested it. Anyway.
But yeah, I say we have it on in the background. Maybe not so loud that...
Can you replay it? What time does the show start? Where are they broadcasting it from?
Colorado.
Okay, so they're going to be in, like, the past. We'll be in the future.
No.
Colorado's three hours behind us, right? Or two?
It's two. Hmm. So.
So if they start at 8 o'clock, that's 10 o'clock for us. So, yeah, yes. Dude, we can rip through an hour. That's all we're going to do is an hour at a time.
All right.
You know?
You have that thing on a timer?
If I hit this, it tells me I've been recording for 15 minutes and 55 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you got to wear a fucking mask at work, and you work outside. See, that shit is over at my office. We do not wear the mask anymore. You know what's coming out now that shit, like, got out of a lab, right? Have you heard about that?
I heard that a long time ago, but...
But now, Trump said it first, so everyone was like, fuck you, Trump. And like, look, man, I was not a Trump fan. Dare I say, I am not a Trump supporter. However, he is the president, it was the president. So like, we elected him. I want the shit to work. That's why I didn't like him as president. Not so much, I mean, him himself, he is like, what, an asshole or whatever, and just totally myopic and doesn't understand what the hell he's doing and, you know, kind of implemented a lot. Like, a lot of the business was doing great, but, like, at what cost, you know? But the thing that I didn't like about him, it wasn't even so much him, even though he came across as a twat so much. It was how people responded to him. Like, he couldn't even be like, hey, it's Tuesday. Did you hear? He thinks it's fucking Tuesday. And people, like, overreacting. Like, doesn't matter what it was. Mm. Everything was a huge overreaction. Because, everything.
Because everything he said deserved that type of reaction.
I mean, come on. What did he say, really? Other than, you know, it might be a good idea to inject bleach into your body. That guy said it.
That's just one of many.
Yeah. Hold on, let's see if we can find it. Trump.
Search Trump blunders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Trump blunders. Oh, here's the greatest gaffes.
That should be good.
Yeah, of course we have to wait for the ad first, so... So, in about 9 seconds, this is going to be an entertaining show again. I apologize, everybody. Maybe it'd be worth it if I cop the premium YouTube or whatever, right?
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall.
Although she does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it!
Dude,
so
what?
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
We now have a gun on every table. We're ready to start shooting.
Okay.
June of 1775, the Continental Congress created a unified army. Our army manned the airport. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports.
The kidney has a very special place in the heart. It's an incredible...
I mean, that's just fucked up in general because, like, the Wright brothers, I think, were 1903, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I vaguely remember it being 1903. I remember that being important from my school days, I was great with my words, but not so much with the army taking over the airports or whatever.
Thing. You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
I love my mom to death. I love her. But, like, I hear her, like, if she was the president, this is what she would be saying, almost. You know what I mean? Like, Judy style.
The disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
Almost a cleaning. Yeah, that's really bad, man. That's exactly what we were talking about. an injection inside. He didn't say inject bleach, though, did he? Like, specifically? You remember? Something? He had to have said it, right? Because people went wild.
I guess maybe he didn't say the exact words, but come on.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, exactly. Did Trump say inject bleach? What does the internet say? Former Vice President Joe Biden said on COVID-19, Donald Trump said that maybe if you drank bleach, you may be okay. Is that true? So, no. It's mostly false. But, yeah, he says a lot of stupid shit to people. That is one thing that we can all agree on, is he says some really dumb shit. Yeah.
Yep.
But he's out. And now we have Joe Biden saying a lot of really stupid shit. What do you think of him so far? We had his 100 days. We're so behind the times here, it's probably like 120 days now. I remember not too long ago they were celebrating his 100 days. How long has Joe Biden been in office?
Joe Biden is 78 years old.
Oh, right. Fucking stupid automated piece of shit. How long has he been in office? He is 78. Speaking of, that's fucked up.
What?
78? Should be fucking chilling somewhere, reading a book. Shouldn't be running a country. I think 78's too old. I think anybody who lives that old should not be doing the most stressful job a human being can do. What do you think? What kind of drugs do you think they got him on? You think they got him on some sort of amphetamines?
No.
You don't think he's on? I think he's all fucked up. I think Joe Biden. I think he's all fucked up, man. I don't think he's going out there sober. He's like got dementia and stuff. He's got to have a couple of wackadoos or something, right? A couple of cocktails of some kind. Here you go, Joe. This will make your skin less flabby and you'll be able to concentrate and point your mouth at the microphone.
Here, Joe, this will make you think good.
Joe, think good. Inside. Inject the bleach inside and think good. Joe Biden blunders. Now, come on, we're not going to be politically leaning in one way or the other. Oh, it's the same account. No! All right, so again, in a minute, we'll be able to listen to some of those. Probably should invest in a YouTube premium account. It kills all the ads, man, and then we don't have this weird, like, oh, I'm going to play this now.
Self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
I'm among many qualified people. I'm the best qualified person for this job.
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Why attack Sanders? Why,
you're getting nervous, man.
Okay, I think that was just
COVID
as bad.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
You know, the rapidly rising
I just spoke at a
Bo
at
Jardis
on healthcare.
His name is Joe Biden. Bo Jingles. Jang Bostar. Sean Connery. Montgomery, Hunter, Biden.
At the medical school, or not, I guess I wasn't actually on the campus, but the people from the medical school were at the... I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was the medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus.
I don't know where I was. I was somewhere. I don't know where I was, everybody. And everybody's like, did you hear how demented that was, man? Look,
I'm 78 years old. I need to know where to point the nukes, but I don't remember where I am right now. Who am I?
Doesn't he start asking like philosophical questions?
Rest slightly. We're in a situation. President asked me to head up a cancer moonshot in another country and annex a significant portion of it called Crimea. Right. He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
Guatemala, El Salvador, and to win and say in Honduras and say, look, I took on Putin in terms of Iraq. I mean, excuse me.
I'm Putin. Yeah, Putin is something too. That guy's scary. I saw a headline come across where apparently Donald Trump is about to meet with Putin. It's going to be a public thing.
Yeah, of course he is.
Why? I don't understand why Trump is anything anymore. Shouldn't he just, like, go away?
No.
I mean, he's not even allowed on Facebook. Why the fuck would he...
He has too many followers. Like, yeah, he's out of office, but he hasn't gone away.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get one of those people on here and just be like, explain yourself. I don't get it. I understand not liking the system as it is and being pissed off, but the answer to that is Donald Trump. Like, there's so many stories of this guy screwing over people in business and, like, all sorts of stuff. I just don't understand. Like, but the answer to Trump shouldn't be Joe Biden either. Like, I can't believe we don't have a guy.
What I really don't understand is why all the Republicans are sucking his dick.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I really don't. I don't understand. After like year two of Donald Trump, I just don't get it. I mean, I know that things were going well with the economy. I mean, the turning point for our shit hitting the shit was when the coronavirus started. And I know that there's a lot of people out there still struggling, but also a lot of people weren't. I mean, it's just what it was. There were people who were like, nah, I'm fine. Still going to work. Or I'm working from home. Or whatever the hell is going on. It wasn't doom and gloom for everybody. It was for a lot of people. But it was just like in 2008. You remember that shit? In 2008, suddenly all these jobs were just like gone. And that's when I was getting done with college and shit. You know?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's like all these jobs just vanished. And it's like, why? Well, we bundled a bunch of really shitty mortgages together, and it turns out if you do that, it fucks the entire economy in the ass in a way where nobody can walk to a job, nobody can get employed, and everybody's fucked. Yeah, you're all fucked. You remember that? Everybody was just fucked. I remember working at Best Buy. And they were just like, you should feel lucky to have a job. And being like, I don't feel lucky to have this job. This job sucks. I hated Best Buy. It was really fucking bad. And you know what made it bad? The fucking people that work there.
Oh, all right. Well, that beats my next question. I was going to be like, well, there must have been some people you liked who worked
there. No, don't get me wrong. There was actually a ton of people that I worked with that I love. And I'm still in touch with some of them, sort of, to this day. It was more like their corporate culture of, like, I don't know, man. There was a lot of screwing each other over going on at Best Buy. Like, people, like, throwing you under the bus and, like, people making $2 more an hour than me who, like, got to write my schedule power tripping on stuff and, like, whoop, you weren't supposed to do that. Let me write a PCR for you. And, like, I'm in trouble. It was like being in high school. Like, imagine going to college, getting out. Or, like, going to high school, even. Getting out of high school. And then going to work at Best Buy and being like, I'm back. I'm back. Only it slowly sucks your life away from you, you know? It's just, it was a shit job. What are you going to do? That's the game, you know? The game is string the motherfucker along the bottom of the shit for as long as you can. And don't give him any kind of a raise and treat him like shit. That's what it is. But I don't work there anymore.
One question.
Yeah.
What was the employee discount like?
It was the bomb. But, I mean, you have to have money in order to appreciate a discount. So when they're paying you nothing an hour and it's like, oh, you can get, you know. It depended on what it was. You know, HDMI cables, dude, they fucking destroy people on what they attach to stuff. Like, oh, yeah, no, we got a $200 TV, but you need an $80 HDMI cable. That's their game. That's how they fuck people over. All these little old ladies being like, oh, yes, I do need an $80 HDMI cable. Yeah, it's gold-plated on either side. That means you'll get a really nice, crisp picture. I'm going to hell. Yes, you are, and I'm innocent, and I'm going to pay you. Because I don't know shit about technology, and instead of reading for 5 minutes, I'm going to remain dumb as fuck and rely on you to tell me the truth. All right, no more sound effects. No, but I felt really bad a lot of times because it is a lot of padding shit that's not there and lying and shit and you're just dicking people over, you know? $80 cables. I remember being like, oh, how much is my employee discount with the $80 cable? Scan, $2. Oh, yeah, it's only 50% above cost. So they're making, like, just pure $78 of, like, you're just paying Best Buy for a cable that some Chinese guy put together for no money an hour. You know, that's how America works. It's all evil. The whole thing. Disguised evil with a smile. Huh?
Actually, today at work.
Yeah.
I lied to a customer.
You gotta do it.
But I don't think it was that bad.
Well.
Because okay. She goes, do you guys have any tiger lilies? And I'm like, yeah, right over here. And I point out an orange daylily. Mm-hmm. Basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's not a tiger lily.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, nice.
Buy that shit.
And she bought it.
Good.
But the thing is, she's happy.
Yeah.
With what she bought.
Right. It's okay to lie to people as long as they're happy about it. Absolutely. I don't know. I think lying is okay. Sometimes. Like my ex-wife would put on like a really stupid thing. She'd be like, how do I look in the stupid thing I'm wearing? And I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, you look like absolute dog shit and you should never be in public. Put this potato sack on your head, you fucking disgusting human being.
God damn. God damn.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I hope you're offended to the two people listening to this. I hope both of you are offended at my joke. Yeah, but I would just spare her feelings and tell her that she didn't look like a complete piece of shit. Awful. I'm just talking about the contents of her soul anyway. Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, you know what I actually just found out?
What? Rick and Morty season...
This fucking shit glows in the dark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I knew that.
I did not.
I saw it that day glow in the dark when I got it for you.
I didn't realize until, like, last week.
I can't wait until Resonance comes back. I want to go to that this year. I know that you're like, hey.
I think it's going to happen.
I know that you were like, hey, December, let's go to Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't really swim. Dude, if I wasn't a single dad and I needed to buy crap for my kids.
I really want to go to that too, but it's all inclusive, $2,500.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
That's pricey.
With
amazingly hot women just dancing around wearing nothing.
Yeah.
You probably get to meet the band. Those guys look cool.
Oh, they're cool as hell.
Yeah. You've met them all, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just want bass lines from Brownie to make rap records. I need to get my career to a point where I can approach a guy like that and actually, like, get it done.
Bass bombs?
Yeah. I tried going through some people to try to get stuff from him, and it turned out to be a fruitless endeavor. Big waste of freaking time. But, you know, so I'm working on that album. five songs down. I'm trying to do 14. Well, five songs written. I'm doing it different this time. I used to like write a song, like make the beat, write the lyrics to the beat, then record it like right away. I've got five songs produced and the lyrics written, but I haven't recorded shit. Nothing. I think I'm going to try to do it all in like a month. Like get all 14 songs like recorded and then go through the list and just mix them.
One step at a time, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's better. I really don't, you know? Like, I don't know if it's better to be like, oh, I just wrote a song, let's record it right now, or...
just do what feels comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do as an artist. I make myself nice and comfortable.
Well, yeah, I feel you'll produce your best work under comfortable circumstances.
I mean, I don't know. Because you have to suffer as an artist. You have to know that you're a piece of shit, like a worthless piece of shit. Like, you have to know that. I really feel that, Jeff. I feel like you have to know that you are a useless human pile of garbage and that no one's really ever going to appreciate what you're doing. All artists feel that way. Like, even if you look at, like, a big-time guy like Jay-Z, Jay-Z's like, yeah, no one gives a fuck. He's got all his money, all this. He knows. He just know, like it's an innate thing. It's not unique, you know. And a lot of artists think like, oh, you know, I don't have an audience. No one's paying attention to my shit. If I had that, then I will totally feel fine about this whole situation. No, you won't. You're still just a piece of shit. No matter what you do, you're a piece of shit forever. That's what you are. That's what you are. Fuck you, you stupid little bitch.
You stupid you bitch.
Fucking stupid little bitch. You thought you were going to fucking write a rap song and then that you were going to get love? Imagine starting a rap career thinking you're going to get pussy. That doesn't happen. I have never said to anybody, I make rap music, and then they go, oh yeah, I bet you it's really good. Yeah. I've never had like a woman be like, oh my God, you do? Oh my God, I want to fuck you now. Doesn't happen. Imagine thinking that you were going to get laid. Now, playing guitar, absolutely. Just learn to play four chords on a guitar, you're going to get pussy. I don't know what it is about that. Like, dudes who can play guitar, think about it. Think about people we grew up with, like Genesis. Genesis is like the nastiest guitar player ever. Coincidentally, out of all my friends, got the most pussy out of anybody, right? Probably. I mean, I don't know. It's not a contest.
I think Kyle Marchand got the most pussy out of
anybody. Kyle Marchand got so... he's a fucking alpha male. Just they all... dude, he was so against the system.
He was a good dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude. I'm still friends with him on Facebook. Kyle Marchand. Oh, we're not supposed to say last names. But...
Marchanti.
Marshana. Whatever, I can edit out his name.
We can bleep that out.
Yeah,
right?
We can bleep that out. I think I have a bleep. Nope.
Hear the birds, hear the birds.
That's the crickets.
Oh.
Oh, is that? Is that birds or crickets?
Oh, yeah, it's crickets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but we can put our own stuff in there. We got to find, like, funny shit and just, like, add it.
We need a fart sound.
Absolutely.
100%.
Like, when somebody, like, fucks up, just...
a nice, juicy, wet one.
Nice, juicy, wet fart sound. You know what I also want to put in there is tiny pizza. Tiny lasagna. Oh, this is great. Tiny chicken so that the chicken will get stuck in my lips. And then
get stuck in my tiny lips.
A good fuck you, you stupid little bitch. Do you think we could get Tommy on this thing? It'd be interesting to just reminisce with him.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
You'd probably get him on the phone at least. Yeah, because this thing, we got a Rodecaster Pro. It's a pretty cool onboard thing. It's a whole mixer and recorder. It's an all-in-one thing. I'm sure that if you're listening to this, you have a marginal idea of what it is, maybe. it's a useful tool for getting everything out there. It has everything on board with the sound effects and all that. But the one thing that we're missing right now is a fucking cable from my iPhone. I mean, all the audio that you heard of Joe Biden and Donald Trump and all that shit, that was all YouTube going through an iPhone. And in the near future, I'm going to have a laptop set up, and then we're going to have a phone line. You know, probably make some prank phone calls with this thing. I think that would be great.
Oh, that'd be fun as hell.
Yeah. Why don't we do that now? I don't want to do it now.
No.
You know, I was making prank phone calls with my daughter, right? My innocent
you did tell me that.
8-year-old daughter. You know what her shtick was? I would call, like, it was, I can't remember what holiday it was. I think it might have been Good Friday. We were calling restaurants, and I was quitting my job. I don't work in any fucking restaurant, but I was calling up and being like, hey, what's up? This is Chris. I hate to do this. I know you guys just hired me, but I'm not going to be able to come in for my shift. And, you know, because it's a busy restaurant, like, people get in. You worked with me at a restaurant in high school. Yeah. You know, it gets busy, you're just in busy mode, and you're just like, oh, no.
Probably not thinking straight.
Oh, no. I got so much going on. I got to get water to table 3, and all that kind of shit is just going on. So this person is answering the phone, hearing a voice at the other end going, I'm sorry, I can't come in. What? And then they argue with you. No, come on, man. It's a busy weekend. It's Good Friday tonight. We need you. And then I would just relentlessly, well, I need you to at least talk to the manager. No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in talking to the manager. What? You know, hanging up on me. And then I'd have my 8-year-old innocent daughter call back and just repeat everything that I said. Hi. Yeah, I quit. What is this? Who are you? One lady heard me laughing in the background. She's like, who's putting you up to this? My daughter just looks at me and goes, I don't work for you anymore. It was like the funniest. Oh, man, it was great. It was great. Just teaching my daughter to annoy strangers, you know? That's really the key. That's how you leave your mark on the world. It's not a measure of how many people you made happy. It's how many people you annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what matters. Ah, that fucking guy. Like, what, you want people to be happy at your funeral? Well, nobody's happy at your funeral. You want people to be sad at your funeral? I don't. I don't want people to be sad at all. I want them to be kind of like, all right, he did it. He finished. It's good to finish shit.
Finish the race.
Yeah. Cheers, Jimmy.
Cheers.
How long have we been friends now? 97?
Since 96?
97? It's either 90, because we went...
97.
I think it might have been 96, because we went in to Ledyard Middle School in 96. The fall of 96. Maybe.
25 years.
Holy shit. We're getting fucking old, man. That's longer than how old we were when we were met. When we met. That wasn't even a grammatic. Ugh. That's not even. That's what you need the fart sound for. What? Yeah, we're just getting old. I'm not having any old people problems, though. Like, my dick still works, and I can still pee straight. And yeah, like,
I don't feel old.
The only thing that kind of, like, happens is sometimes my back is shitty. Is that it? Is that the getting old part? And I look at my face, and I look at my eyes, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see the fucking middle-agedness in my face coming out. But it's because I never, like, moisturize my shit. I'm in the fucking sun. I just don't care. You know?
You're not in the sun as much as I am.
Not as much as you, correct. But I do work out of my office every day. I go to client sites and I'm in the sun and stuff. And I make sure that I walk around and I use my body.
Well, the audience can't see how much of a pasty marshmallow you are right now.
I'm not that pasty, am I? yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Come on, man. You are at your natural coloring just as white as I am. It's just that you have an outside job. What happens when it rains at your job? Do you get to work inside? Like, what do they do with you?
Ooh, sometimes I get to have a lot of fun and work outside in the rain.
Oh.
That's the best.
I thought you were going to be like, sometimes. Yeah, work sucks. I hate it. I love it, but I hate it. I'm glad that I have my own money. And then I'm not like, do you remember having to ask your parents for money? That was whack as fuck. Yeah. Can I have $10? What do you need $10 for? A CD? I'd like to buy a CD at the mall. Can you also give me a ride there? Because I don't have anything and I suck.
But really, it was for a dime?
Yeah. You know, I remember once getting a dime, getting really, really high, getting absolutely blasted on marijuana. Like one of the first times I ever got blasted on marijuana too. So you know it was a good one, you know? And going to Colonel Pizza in Ledyard, Connecticut.
Good old Colonel Pizza.
And bumping into Bob, that weirdo. I wonder if he's still around. You think he's still kicking out there? I mean, he was old back then. He was like 60 when we were finishing high school. So he'd be like early 80s now.
Remember Wendy?
Whew, yes, I remember Wendy. Mama. Oh, boy. Wendy. I wanted to see Wendy's Wendy, if
how
you know what I'm
Wendy
saying.
How did Wendy come from Bob?
I never understand how the ugliest dudes can have like beautiful daughters like that. It makes no sense. I never saw the mom. I never saw that lady.
No.
I never saw, she never came around. I don't even think that Bob was married to her when he was running that pizza shop. But yeah, Bob was, I think he was Iranian or something. I don't know. I don't know what he was, but I remember.
No, he was Iranian.
Yeah, yeah. So we were, I was high as hell, as the Dickens, and I went in there and he knew. And I didn't know that like other adults could know that you were high, that they would know that you were high and not tell your mom. I just assumed that if any adult knew that I was high, that automatically meant that my mom was going to find out. But Bob just fucked with me. He's like, oh, hey, what, you got Dimebag and watch Basketball Diaries? That was like the movie then.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, this is what you do. You get high, you sit around, you watch Basketball Diaries, Leonardo DiCaprio, I pretend he retarded. That's the movie, right, where Leonardo DiCaprio pretends that he's retarded. Hey,
No, what? That's,
I'm pretty sure.
Are you talking about What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I have no idea. I don't know my 90s movies.
Yeah, I think you're getting all mixed up there, dude.
I have to know. Because this was the movie. He said, you got high. You got high and you watched this, didn't you? Didn't you? Holy
bless
fuck.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been about 4 months since my last confession.
Shit, and he's stolen the cheat of your fellow man.
Yeah, but I'm not proud of it.
Have you had impure thoughts or engaged in impure deeds?
Father, you have no idea. I've done all kinds of crazy shit. Oh, excuse me, Father.
I've done all kinds of crazy shit, Father.
Christ, I have a dirty mouth. Look, I'm sorry about that.
There are life stories written on the day we are born.
Yeah, so I don't know what possessed him to say that I got 13. High and watched this movie.
It looks like a great
movie
to watch high.
Way down this road.
Too bad, Father. I was just starting to enjoy myself.
Yeah, he's getting spanked by the priest.
A troubled kid in a crazy city.
This is the Nazarene? Marry the whore, marry the hairdresser.
You're not going to waste the whole day lying around, are you?
I'm up.
The loony alarm went off.
The fucking loony alarm.
Go, 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 go.
He was different.
Yeah, this is how he got his, like, oh my God, maybe he is a serious actor. I guess. I mean, the Basketball Diaries. I have no idea what it was about. I'm not watching the whole fucking trailer.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Maybe we should do a special podcast, watch that whole movie and add our commentary to it.
Or just watch it and then review it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be your homework, all two of you that hear this podcast as we build this audience. You watch basketball. You get a dime bag. You order Colonel Pizza. You get your disgusting, toxic slop that comes in a box. You eat it. And then you watch Basketball Diaries. And you give us an honest review. You can call the show if you've seen Basketball Diaries and tell us about Leonardo DiCaprio, the troubled youth. There was a movie that he did where he was retarded. That's why he brought it up.
No, that's What's Eating Gilbert Grape. It's Johnny Depp and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio retarded.
Dude, you don't need to search it. I just told you.
Well.
Oh, well. All right.
And he was Arnie. That was his name. Damn it. Freaking ads. So he was. The movie is What is Eating Gilbert Grape?
Correct.
And the character is Arnie.
Correct.
Okay. So that's just the whole thing? Is he's retarded?
This is where I live with my family.
I mean, it's like my a feel good movie.
It feels good to be retarded?
No. What? I don't know. Maybe it does.
It probably is pretty awesome.
Doctors said we'd be lucky.
Just hug all these. Hug every woman in sight.
Well, 10 came and went. Now the doctors are saying, any time now. Arnie could go at any time.
I'm not buying it. You just killed a bug with the mailbox.
Some days you want him to live. Some days you don't. What is it, buddy?
I killed him.
You killed him.
I killed him.
I know. Buddy.
Oh shit.
Gilbert, get him down from there.
So why was he supposed? Okay, so Gilbert, what's eating Gilbert Grape? Run me through the plot points of this movie. So Johnny Depp is Gilbert Grape, and he has Leonardo DiCaprio for a retarded brother.
Yes.
Why?
It's been too long since I've seen this movie to give any type of credible.
But it made you feel good? All right. So I think our whole the look on your face. This is why we have to have cameras eventually. I think we should build it to that. To the Howard Stern. Because Stern didn't start with cameras. He became the king of all media after
radio.
He had a camera.
He's on radio first.
Right. Yeah, so we don't really have a full measure of everything with that movie. We just know that Leonardo DiCaprio, I thought he was the retarded kid in Basketball Diaries.
No.
So this has totally switched in my brain the whole history of Bob saying that I got high and watching back. Like, I thought he was calling me retarded. Like, I thought this was like a famous story of how an Iranian gentleman called me retarded in 1998 or whatever it was. But it's not that. It's not.
No,
he was calling me a troubled kid.
Accused you of getting high and watching
a movie.
What looks like a pretty kick-ass movie.
Oh, so you got high and you watched a movie. Oh, you get high and watch Basketball. Dude, he made fun of me. And I just remember being like, what? I don't know, man.
Was he in there stirring the freaking chicken salad with his bare arms?
I was trying. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He would just put his hands in there and stir the chicken salad. I don't think he washed his hands. I worked there for a little while. No, he was a sanitary guy. Come on. Let's not drag the the Colonel Pizza restaurant that's been closed for close to fucking... When did they close, do you think? It's been over a decade now, right?
I don't even know.
You don't know? Fuck. We don't know anything.
It was there one day and then...
it's just gone.
All of a sudden, it's just gone.
Yeah. And then there was another pizza place there for a little while that sucked.
There's still a pizza place there.
There's a pizza place there now.
Called Christo's.
Christo's?
Correct.
Hmm. Have you had it?
Once, because it was the only place that will deliver to my house.
And they're that far away? Valentino's doesn't deliver to your house.
Valentino's doesn't deliver.
Oh, no shit. They're the best pizza in town, too. You don't think so?
Well, in Ledyard, maybe.
Yeah, in Ledyard. In Ledyard.
I mean, we'd go to Voluntown for pizza. My go-to is the Greek style at Golden in Preston.
Golden. Preston. I don't know why I said Voluntown. Preston, yes.
That's my jam.
Yeah, and there's that hot lady that works there who always recognizes me, but never remembers.
With the strong accent?
Yes.
Greek accent?
Yep. Oh. So fine. 10-piece chicken McNugget. She's been working there forever. Pretty sure she owns it or something, or her husband does, or her family does, or whatever.
I think maybe it's her uncle or brother who owns it.
Yeah, whatever. But every time she sees me, she recognizes me, but she never remembers, where do I know you from? And I'm like, from fucking here. You don't do anything. It's been 20 years of me randomly coming here. Oh, yeah, you. Hmm. I don't know. You know, some people just have selective memories. Like, you have to do something pretty extreme to be remembered. You know, I bought all my vinyl records from the Mystic Disc. Mystic.
I remember that joint.
Yeah, it's still there. The guy who owns it, Dan, has long hair but is bald. You know, that guy.
Well, he has a skullet?
Yeah, he's got the Scully. Nice. Skullet going on. I know. Yeah, I want to be that someday.
Like Devin Townsend.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's got a signed guitar on the wall to this day from Blink 182. They all signed it for him because they all know him personally. So I get why he doesn't remember me, but I've spent probably $5,000 of my own money since I started making money there. Like, I used to get all my vinyl pieces from there. You know, I got Agent Orange from Cage on vinyl. Like, I got all my vinyl pieces. Like, all my underground hip-hop I used to order there, and I'd go and pick it up. He saw me every week. And every time he saw me, he'd be like, eh, yeah. And then I worked at McQuaid's Marketplace. That guy would go in there and buy his groceries, and I'd check him out. And I'd be like, hey, Dan, how you doing? Huh? Every time, just not understanding or remembering me. Huh? Who are you? I'm the guy. I'm a local person. And every time it got so comical to me that I would just be like, whatever. He'll never remember me. I'm not important to this person. That's fine. I'm fine with that. You don't need to remember me. I'll still buy music from you and I'll remember you. How about that? Anyways, yeah, I went in there. A year ago, remember we went together. You were there. It was yes. You, me, and the kids. And I went in there, yes. and he was there. And I
remember looking through
the records
out front.
Yep. And I said, and I saw him, and I went, "Hey, Dan," as if I never left, and I hadn't seen him in like fucking something crazy, like 7-10 years, something like that. And he looked at me exactly like he would when I fucking saw him every other day, huh? Like, some things never change. You'll never remember me. You fucking stupid little bitch.
The last time I was in there before that was 2016.
Yeah.
My friend's band, The Marvelous Liars, had filmed a music video that I was a part of.
Oh, where you were playing pool?
Yeah, I did like a pool trick shot.
Yes, I remember.
For their video.
You want to go out on that?
And it was...
The Marvelous Liars?
Yeah. Hold on, let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
So the... once the video is completed, there was like a public viewing. Well, I don't even know if it was public. I think it was just for the people who participated in making the video.
Yeah.
And it was aired at Mystic Disc.
Oh, cool.
So I remember going there and watching the finished product. And it was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I saw the video. I thought it was cool.
You did see it?
Yeah. You showed it to me like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad band. And are they still doing their thing?
While I was there, I bought the Aphex Twin Cheetah EP on vinyl.
Oh, yeah?
But I still have it unopened because I don't have a record player.
Well, old man story mode. So I think we're actually going to... It's called Leather Jacket, it looks like.
Yes, yeah. That is it.
I'm going to actually play that out, and then that's episode one of the Brass Show. I swear to God I'm a hip-hop guy, but...
Hey, we can talk about everything.
We'll talk. It's a show where we talk about some shit and some fuck and some fucking shit. All right.
Second.